We are learning Masechtas Gittin Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. We are starting from the second wide line. Tanya, Omer Rav Elazar, Bara E Kama Gola Koicha Shal Busha. After finishing before the sugya of Kamsa of our Kamsa, we're just bringing down a rule, a general idea from Rav Elazar. Bara E Kama Gola Koicha Shal Busha. You see how strong, how big the koyach, the power of busha is, of embarrassment. Shrei Siya Karish Baruch Hu Es Bar Kamsa V'Hichav Es Beis Sev Esar V'Sech Es Hecholo. It started with embarrassing Bar Kamsa, and with that, Hashem helped that the Beis Mikdash was destroyed and the Hechol was burnt down because of the embarrassment of Bar Kamsa. The Gemara goes further and says the second story. Atana Goyle V'Atana Goloisa on a chicken, a male and a female chicken, Charav Tur Malka. The place called Tur Malka, which literally means the Har HaMelech, the mountain of the king, was destroyed. The minig was, ki have a mafko chasna v'kalasa, when they used to bring out the chasna and kala to get married, mafko kamayo taragoyle v'taragoyle. They walked in front of them, a chicken, a male and female chicken, kalema pruvu k'taragoyle, you should multiply like taragoyle. Yoy mechad, one day, b'shas the chasna, b'shas the chuppah, the chasna kala walking down with the chickens in front of them, have a kacholav gunda the roimai, a Roman army was going by. Shaklinim inayu. They took the chickens. They were hungry. They took the chickens. Naflo lao machanu. The from the chasana, the crowd, they jumped on these men. Also, amrul the kaiser. They went and they told the kaiser. Moed b'chay yodayu. The yidim are rebelling. Also alayu. So the kaiser came. This is all after the second base of Mikdash. Also alayu. Have a buhu ha'u bar d'reima. There was a certain southerner to have a kofetz mila. He was able to jump a mill, which is 2,000 amas, v'kotabu, and kill. He had tremendous power. Shokla kesa latagi. The kesa took off his crown, va'is ve'ari, put it on the ground. Omar, rabbein al-makula, inichaloch, if it's good with you, lo simsiri lehu gavra, l'didei ulanchus v'yad l'chad. Don't let me, the king, and my whole army fall into the hand of one person. B'yodachad Gavra. He was like, he asked Hashem, please, the whole army should fall to Bezayin for one guy. So, and the southerner heard this. Achshle pume lebar d'reima. And he said something wrong. The southerner heard this, and his mouth said something very wrong. But Oman, he said this following pasuk, and he meant it literally. Hashem left us, and Hashem doesn't need to go out with us in the army. I don't need Hashem. I'm strong enough. I don't need Hashem. I don't need Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, and because of that, we'll see what happens. But the Gemara just interjects, David Nami Hachi, Oman Hachi. This is David HaMelech's pasuk. So, tomorrow, David Atamu Kamatama. He was being metama. He was saying in a wonder, did Hashem leave me? What happened? I need Hashem. Where's the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Akaponim, but this Bar D'Reima, he said this in another B'kavadig way. He said, I don't need Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what happened? All the basic kisei went to the bathroom. Also dar koina, snake came, shamte l'gakashe. And it bit him, and he died. Knock nafshe, and he died. Oma, like a kashi, something to do with the bowel movement, it disemboweled him. Benoch nafshe, and he died. Omar, hoil v'srach eshli nisa. So the case is said, since the nase happened to me, hazimna ishugino. I'm going to leave them. I'm not going to start up with them this time. Shavkinu, vazel, and Hitaka left. He left them. The case that was going to go against the Eden over here, he left them. The mice says, Dakar, the Eden jumped up. They're all happy. V'ochlu v'shosu, and they ate and drank. V'adliku shiragi, they lit candles, lit torches. Adas chazi, such a big party, such a light, so much light from the torches. Adas chazi bil yoyna de gash punka v'rochak mila. That the army, the Roman army, were able to check the signet rings and see it clearly 2,000 amas away from the light from this party. Omar, so the case is said, mechta kachadi be'yudai. The Yehudim have a good time on my expense. They're all excited. They're so happy. Hoda also lies. So he's coming back. He's come fight them. Omar of Asi, how many people were killed? Omar of Asi, tlas mea alfe shlifi saifi olu latur malka. 300,000 sword-wielding soldiers came up to Malka the Haramelech. And they killed for 3 days or 3 nights. Over Hach Gisa, on the other side of the mountain, Halulu Bechingi, they were still dancing. They had no idea what was going on. They did not know what was going on. This is the Har HaMelech. On one side, the army was killing them out for 3 days, 3 nights. Also, they didn't know what was going on. In the Pasuk, it says, in Eicha, Bila Hashem V'loi Chomal Es Kol Neois Yaakov. Hashem swallowed up the Nehavei Rachmanis and all the places of Yaakov. Neois Yaakov means the dwellings of Yaakov. Ki Asa Rav Nor Yechon, and Eilu Shishim Ribu Yarois. The following numbers, the Mepharshim say, is just a guzma, but we use this language to show how big and how many people it was and how chashv they were. Amar Yechon, Eilu Shishim Ribu Yarois, there were 600,000 cities, Shehoyu Loili Yani HaMelech Bahar HaMelech. Yani HaMelech, who developed Har HaMelech, there were 600,000 Yarois, cities on Har HaMelech. There were 600,000 cities to Yani HaMelech on Har HaMelech. Each one of those cities had 600,000 people. Chutz Mishalosh, besides the three of the cities, had double the amount of, had 1.2 million people in them. So you try to figure this out, 600,000 cities times 600,000 is an incredible amount of number. It's like it's 36 billion. 360 billion. So it's an incredible amount of number, incredible amount. So the Mepharshim say it's just a guzma, saying there was a lot of people. And which three cities had double Yetzir Shayim? Elohein, Kfar Bish, Kfar Shechlaim, Kfar Dechariah. Why they call these names? Kfar Bish, it's called the Kfar Bish, which means not a good thing. They're a bad city. The Lo Yavi Beis Lo Shviza. They used to not have guests there. They didn't let allow guests there, like Sidon. Kfar Shechlaim, so it's Panososim and Shechlaim. Their Panosa was from Cressies, which is also some Agnai, that they didn't make any Panosa there. Kfar Dechariah, Omer Yechlaim, Shein Hashem, Yoldos, Zecharim Tchila. They first had boys, Yoldos, the Kev Akarina. And they had afterwards a nekeva, paiskus, and they stopped giving birth. And the Gemara in Bava Basra says that a nekeva is a simen bracha. So Akapanim didn't have big brachas, these three cities. But in any case, it was 600,000 cities with 600,000 people, and some of them, three of them had 1.2 million people. Some of Ula said, Ladi chazlihu asra, I saw that city, that Har HaMelech, that filo shisim revusa kondi loy machzik. It doesn't even fit 600,000 reeds. And not 600,000 cities. Are you lying? You're saying there's 600,000 cities in Har HaMelech and doesn't have anything there? Amalei, so Rabbi Chanina answered, the Pasuk says about Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Tzvi, Ksivbe. And Mat Tzvi, just like a deer, once you skin the deer, you can never fit that skin back onto the basa. It gets dried out. When the Eden were there, it was very big. But when the Klai Yisrael left, it gamdom, it shrunk, and it got smaller. We've seen it together. And they knew that Kfar Sechanya was a city, in Mitzrayim, it sounds like, and this city got destroyed. The Romans destroyed the city also. It was a city full of Eden. And they were trying to figure out, was this a good city, or the people that tzaddikim or not? So, does anyone know about the city that tzaddikim or not? So, let's just say it. Pasach Hamanai, one of them said, I have a story. There was a couple that they were only Arus, it was not Nasu yet. Shenishbu Lebeinu Evichavim. They got captured by Goyim, v'siyum zelazeh, and they forced them to get married, but they didn't have a sunya, they didn't have a chuppah yet, they didn't have a ksuba yet. Omra lo'i, so she said to him, v'kosh b'cha tigabi, don't touch me, she ain't ksuba, I don't have a ksuba. Lo'i noga ba'ad yoyim ma'isai, and they didn't touch each other until the day of his death. U'kshemes, omra lahen, and when he died, She said to the other people, "Siptul zeh, say a hesper for him." She pit be yitzur Yosef Yosef. He held back his yitzharah more than Yosef. Deal be Yosef lo have a lachad shayt to Yosef only one time. V'hai kol yoyim of yoyim. They lived together and they didn't touch each other. V'il Yosef lav lachad amita. It wasn't one bed. V'hai lachad amita. V'il Yosef lav ishta. It wasn't his wife. This is a shtickler's wife. There's a kedushin already. V'hai ishta. So you see how big gvura this person was. The Mepharshim actually asked, that's not exactly like Yosef, because by Yosef, at least there, the Eshpatifa was going after him. He had to like get away. But Shekin here, they both agreed not to touch each other. Therefore, it's not as big chiddush as that. But like upon him, it's still a big chiddush. Now, the Mepharshim, like the Rebbe Shah asks, don't we know that it's mashvi? If he had a ksuba, everything would be fine. He says, what do you mean? A kala beloy bracha is also like a nida. You have to have birchas erisin and birchas asuin. You have to have birchas asuin for shas to chuppah in order to stay married, to be married. So he answers, there must have been 10 other yidin there. That's the answer. Must have been 10 other yidin there. But let me ask another kash, which he doesn't ask. If you have 10 other yidin there, why can't you just get 2 eidim write a ksuba? So it must be that they didn't have anyone new to write a ksuba. You have to write a ksuba is a kunt. You have to know the lashon. Hagavatzva. I don't think anyone over here knows to write a ksuba. So they didn't know how to write a ksuba, and therefore they couldn't do it. So that was one ma'isa. Pasuk yidach another ma'isa. There was a share of, let's say, 40 pounds per dinner. Of the two went for 40 pounds of dinner. One day it went up price. Now it's 39 pounds for a dinner. Went up price. So they said, what's going on over here? And they looked through the whole city, anyone doing any type of avera, and they found one person, Avo Benoy Shabou al Nairam Rasa Yom Kippurim. A father and son was Ba'u al Nairam Rasa on Yom Kippur. They brought him to Bezin and Uskolum, and they gave him Skila. And the Shah went back to its place. And like the Mashal explains, this is also a big Tzidkus. Before the Tzidkus was, they didn't touch it. Here's the Tzidkus also. The whole city. Everything worked perfectly. There's not one Avera. One Avera, the price goes down. That's an unbelievable city. One Avera, the whole price goes down. The price goes up, and then they switch it, the price goes back down. Like the exact, when the Tshuva goes right back down, the price is mamish tali in the maisim of the city. That's already a big tzidkas. And the last maisa, Pasuk Yidach Vama, maisa v'odom echad, shenos ne'inav b'ishtoy l'garsha. He wanted the divorce his wife. V'hoyitza k'subasa v'ruba. And the k'suba was very big. Ma'asa, what did he do? Halach, so this guy was not a good guy. He said, you know what, let me do a shtick. Ma'osa, Halach v'zimon es sheshvinov. He called his friend, v'chilon v'hishkon. He gave him to eat, gave him to drink. Shikron became drunk. V'shkivin amita achas. And his wife was sleeping on a bed. He put this fellow on the same bed. V'hevi loivim beya. He took the white of a beya, v'hitl b'neim, and he put it between them. He wanted to make believe it's shikha zera. He brought Adam and said, look, Van Shechazara on the bed. Obala Bezdin, Hoyisham Zakin, Echam, Atuid Shamay Zakin, Obala Mbutta Shmai. His name was Baba Mbutta. Omalahem, Kach Mikablani Mishamay Zakin. This Avakabal Mishamay Zakin, that we could tell if it's Loivin Beya or Shechazara. Loivin Beya, Shailin Na'ar. Loivin Beya gets dried out and hard from the fire. But Shechazara, Doichem Na'ar. Shechazara, it just gets more into the beged, more swallowed up into the beged. It's more absorbed into the beged. Botku matzu kedvarav, and they found that it was staka beya. Ve'viu lebezdin, and they brought this fellow to bezdin. Ve'l kahu, they gave malchus. Ve'gbu ksubamena, and they collected the ksuba from him. So now in this ma'isa, first of all, the Baba Mbuta pastures was much earlier. It's a little bit shver. What's Baba Mbuta? Could be it's different Baba Mbuta. That's the first to talk about. Balak upon him. So what do you see in tzitkis over here? What do you see? So the Mashal explains that here, das gufa, that they were bringing him to Bezdin for finding some shikha zera on a bed, that means they were very makbid on even something looks that doesn't look good. Because Be'etzem, you could tie it easily that this is carried from someone else. How do you know this is shikha zera from this ma'isa? This das gufa, they brought him to Bezdin, they needed bum and buta to save the day. It's mashma, they were very strict when it came to these things. That makes the tzitkis also. Upon them, all three mice show that Kfar Sechanya was they were tzaddikim. Only Abai, Rav Yosef, Achat, Av tzaddikim, Kuli Hai, my time inish. Why they get a inish? Amaleim Shloim Ivel Arushalayim. They're not Mes Abel Yerushalayim. The Chassidim says in the pasuk Simchu Yerushalayim VeGilu Bas Kol Yavel. Sisu Atam Mesoyes Kol Mes Abel Malal. The pasuk says that who's going to enjoy the Simchu of Yerushalayim and Gilu Ba and rejoice is called Mes Abel Malal. The ones who Mes Abel on the Churban Abayis, the ones who at least do the Maisim of Mis'abel Aleha. That's who's going to be B'Simcha and be Mis'abel on. Those, the ones who was Mis'abel, those who see the Simcha of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mora Beitar, Shaka the Rispik, Chor of Beitar. Beitar, the city of Beitar was destroyed because of a story of a Shaka the Rispik, which is the start of a wagon. The Havanigi, the minig was, Kemasyal de Luka, when a boy was born, Shasli Arza, they planted a cedar tree. Yankusa Shasli, when a girl was born, they Shasli Tarnisa. They planted a Tarnisa, I think it's a pine tree. Vichyava Mintzvi, when they got married, this is, you know, whatever years later, 16 to 18 years later, Kaitzi Luhu, they cut down those trees. Avluhu Ganana, they made a chuppah. The door of the keser was coming by. The side of a wagon broke. They needed wood. They cut down one of his trees. And they used it. Also, they came and they jumped on her. So they take our tree. We need this tree for the chuppah. Also, Amal Keser, also lie when he came and he went and attacked Beitar. In the pasuk it says, also in Eicha, it says, Goda Bechari Af Koil Karen Yisrael. That's what the pasuk says. Amar Rav Zera Marvo, Amar Yechon, Elu Shmeinim Elav Karen Yimachama. These are the 80,000 soldiers holding horns. Shenichesu Lekrach Beitar. They came into the city Beitar. B'shal Shelachtua. When they attacked Beitar, and they killed men, women, and children. Until the blood flowed, and fell into the Mediterranean. You say you think Beitar is close to the Mediterranean? Is a mil. It was 1 mil away, and so it was pretty far. And still, the dam went flowed into the yam. Now the Mefarshim are very bothered by this. First of all, a mil, 2,000 amos is not that far for dam to flow. And second of all, Beitar of today is 40 mil away from the Mediterranean. Actually, Beitar is near Beis Lechem. Beitar is on the way to Hebron. You see Beitar, so it's much further from the water. Like upon him, maybe it's different Beitar, and all the cash was a good question. Tanya, what's the God of Omer? There's two streams in Bikas Yedayim, which is near Beitar. Echad Meshach Elech, Echad Meshach Elech, one goes this way, one goes that way. V'shir Chomim, Shnei Chalki Mayim V'Echadam. And the Chomim said that the water in there landed up being two-thirds water and one-third dam. That's how much dam there was. Mestita Tano, Sheva Shonim Botru Uma Sa'olim Es Karmeyim Edom Shal Yisrael B'lei Zevel. For 7 years, the Uma Sa'olim lived in the surrounding areas. They did not need fertilizer because they had the dam of Klai Yisrael. They did not need fertilizer. That's how much dam there was that lasted for 7 years.